Welcome back, folks. In this lesson, we're getting deep into bassline theory for jungle and old-school DnB vibes, using Ableton Live 12 to build something that feels chopped, intentional, and properly record-like. Not just a bass sound, but a bassline system, sub, mid-character, and a chopped performance layer, all working together like one living instrument. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and darker DnB, the bassline is not just about holding down notes. It's about phrasing. It's about tension and release. It's about leaving room for the break, then jumping back in with enough weight and attitude to make the room move. If the drums are the spine, the bass is the muscle that moves around them. So the first thing we do is start with the drum context, not the bass. That's a huge one. Don't write the bass in a vacuum and hope it fits later. Load your break loop or your program drums first. Get the kick, snare, and ghost hits talking. Even if it's just a simple two-bar loop, that's enough to tell you where the bass should breathe, where it should stab, and where it should shut up and let the break do its job. That's one of the core truths in jungle-style writing. If the bassline respects the drums, it feels heavier. If it fights the drums, it usually feels smaller. So loop a short section first. Two bars is perfect. Make the bass work against that loop before you even think about expanding it. Now let's build the sub. We want a clean mono foundation. And operator is perfect for that. Keep it simple. Use a sine wave on oscillator A, turn off anything you don't need, and keep the filter wide open or bypassed. For the amp envelope, you want a fast attack, a short to medium decay, no real sustain if you want chopped hits, and a tight release so the notes stay punchy. Here's the mindset. The sub is not the star, it's the weight system. It's what makes the bass feel like it has mass. Keep the note choices simple. Root, minor, third, fifth, maybe an octave jump. Maybe a passing note into the turnaround. That's enough. You do not need to overcomplicate the low end for this style. In fact, overplaying the sub is one of the fastest ways to make the groove feel cluttered. Keep it mono. Use utility and set the width to zero on that sub chain. Trim the gain so you're leaving headroom. If the whole track is already starting to feel crowded, the sub is usually the first place where you can simplify and instantly improve the mix. Next up, the mid-bass character layer. This is where we get movement, grit, and personality. Wavetable is a great choice here. You can use a saw-based or squarish source, maybe with a little detune, maybe with a bit of unison, but don't go overboard. 2 to 4 voices max is usually plenty if you want that darker, older jungle energy. Keep it a little unstable, a little rough around the edges. We want character, not gloss. This layer is where subtle motion matters, a tiny bit of wavetable movement. A bit of oscillator drift, a low-pass filter or even a band-pass filter depending on the vibe you want. Then add saturation. Saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on is a great starting point. If you want more aggressive harmonic smear, roar can add that edge without totally washing out the pitch. And this is important. Clean the layer after you dirty it. That sounds backwards, but it works. Use EQ8 to cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the sound gets cloudy. If there's harshness around the upper mids, notch that too. The mid layer should cut through on small speakers and sit in the gap between snare crack and break fizz. It should give you attitude without taking over the sub. Now for the real core of the lesson. The chop layer. This is where the bass starts behaving like a sample chop rather than a straight synth note. If you've got a bass hit, a resampled note, or even a single cycle style audio file, drop it into Sampler. If you don't have one yet, just resample a note from your Wavetable patch and use that. This is where the magic happens. Use classic or one-shot mode depending on how you want it to respond. Keep the attack instant, the decay fairly short, the sustain low, and the release tight enough that the chops don't smear into each other. Add a filter if you want more focus. A low pass or band pass is usually enough. Then write the pattern like you're chopping a break. That's the mindset. Use 1/16 rhythms. Use dotted figures. Leave holes. Let the snare breathe. Repeated notes with different velocities can make the bass feel like a series of different chops instead of one loop copied over and over. Add a pickup before the snare. Hold one note a touch longer at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Use a 3-note cell and vary it across the phrase. That's classic call and response thinking, and it works beautifully in jungle and old-school DnB. Here's a useful teacher tip. Think in events, not lines. The strongest moments are often the attacks, the dropouts, and the returns. You don't need constant motion. You need smart motion. A few well-placed hits can feel way heavier than a constantly busy bass line. Once the pattern is in, zoom in and shape the groove with note placement, velocity, and micro gaps. This is where the bass starts sounding expensive. Push some notes slightly ahead of the beat for urgency. Lay some back just a hair so the snare can breathe. Shorten notes before strong drum hits. Vary velocity, so repeated notes have a sense of human movement, even if it's clearly programmed. And this part matters a lot. Let the drum zone the transient zone. If the bass has too much front edge, it can start fighting the snare. Sometimes the fix is not more compression. Sometimes the fix is simply softening the attack, trimming the note length, or nudging the chop a few milliseconds later. That tiny adjustment can make the whole groove feel deeper. Now let's group the layers. Put the sub, mid, and chop layers into an audio effect rack and treat them like one instrument. This is where you get real control. Set up macros for the sub level, the mid grit, the chop filter, the decay feel, stereo width on the upper layer only, and distortion drive. That means you can evolve the whole bass line with one or two moves instead of trying to automate every track separately. Keep the sub chain clean, mono, no unnecessary widening, no extra stereo tricks. Keep the low end tight and centered. On the mid and chop chains, you can use auto filter for movement, saturator or roar for edge, and a little sidechain compression if the kick and bass are stepping on each other. A light sidechain is usually enough. You don't want the classic overpumping EDM effect unless that's specifically the vibe. In this style, the bass should duck just enough to let the drum transient read, then come straight back with authority. Now let's add some spectral motion. This is how you keep the bass line from going flat over time. Open the filter slightly over 4 bars. Increase distortion drive just before a phrase ends. Add a tiny 1/16 filter dip before a snare fill. Maybe introduce a touch of stereo spread only in the upper texture later in the drop. Small moves, deliberate moves. That's what makes it sound arranged, not looped. Another useful concept here is two kinds of tension: rhythmic tension and spectral tension. Rhythmic tension comes from syncopation and rests. Spectral tension comes from opening the filter, adding harmonics, or changing the distortion character. If both of those are changing at the same time all the time, the bass can start feeling messy. So pick your moments. Let one type of tension lead while the other stays steady. For arrangement, think in DJ-friendly sections. Start with an intro where the bass is hinted at rather than fully exposed. Then bring in the first drop with the full chopped motif. After 8 bars, vary the phrase. Remove the main root for a couple of bars. Add an octave jump. Strip the sub for one beat before the return if you want a pre-drop vacuum. Those little gaps can make the re-entry feel much heavier. And that's really the whole game. Contrast. The bass line feels powerful because it knows when to step forward and when to get out of the way. For polishing, use a Q8 with discipline. High pass the mid and chop layers so they're not stepping on the sub. Clean up mud around 200 to 350 Hz if needed. Watch out for harshness around 4 to 8 kHz if the distortion gets too excited. In mono, make sure the sub stays solid and centered, and make sure the chops don't disappear when collapsed. That mono check is huge. Always check the bass in mono. If it only sounds great wide, you probably have a problem. The low end should survive completely centered, because that's where the club system will reward you. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the bass line too legato. Jungle bass needs breathing room. Don't let the sub and mid layer fight over the same low frequencies. Don't overwiden the whole bass. Don't distort before cleaning. And don't ignore the break. The drums are telling you where the bass should hit. If you want more underground weight, here are a few pro moves. Use a tiny bit of micro pitch modulation on the mid layer, not the sub. Resample the bass once it feels good, then chop it and re-edit it like audio. That often gets you closer to authentic jungle phrasing than endless MIDI tweaking. Try a band pass filter sweep on a turnaround hit. Add a tiny bit of noise or vinyl texture at very low level if you want grime, but keep it out of the subzone. And if the groove feels too clean, make one chop slightly late by a few milliseconds. That little drag can add a surprising amount of attitude. For practice, build a 4-bar chopped bass line in F minor or G minor. Start with a simple jungle break loop. Make the sub an operator. Add a wave-eatable mid layer with light detune and saturation. Then create a simpler chop layer from a resampled bass note. Write one repeated root note cell, one octave jump, one syncopated answer after the snare, and one turnaround note at the end of bar 4. Add just one automation move, like filter cutoff or distortion drive. Then mono check it and bounce the 4 bars. Listen once with drums, once without. If it still speaks quietly, you're on the right track. The goal is not just a bass loop. The goal is a bass phrase that feels like it was cut from a sampler, put back together with intent, and made to move with the breaks. That's the old school jungle spirit right there. Raw energy, but control. Chopped, but musical. Heavy, but still breathing. So as you build, remember the core formula: sub, mid, chop, rhythm before harmony, bass before density, and always, always let the drums lead the conversation.